But right now, you know, normally our morning sedition foreign correspondent Angus McFarker reports on stories from wherever there are violent demonstrations in the world. Today, however, we have him on the phone, but he won't tell us where he is. So what is that about? What's on your mind there, Angus?
Make that ex-morning sedition foreign correspondent, Mark.
Mm-hmm.
This show's going down the crapper, so I've decided to bugger off. Don't mean to sound ungrateful, but this job hasn't amounted to a trouser load of butt biscuits.
Really? Well, I thought you enjoyed going where the hostilities are.
I do. I wanted to go to Australia for the riots down there. The thunder down under.
Yeah.
Oh, but Air America wouldn't pay me airfare. Cheap wanker!
Yeah.
And anyway, since the Paris riots, I haven't been able to get in a real good scuffle. I require maximum violence, Mark. You know, a real bloody peace fight.
Yes, yes, I know. That must be pretty tough on you, Angus.
Well, luckily, Mark,
yeah.
I found something where my natural tendencies can freely express themselves.
Oh, yeah? Well, what do you... Where?
I can't tell you, Mark.
Uh-huh.
Huge secret, innit?
Uh-huh.
If I told you, I'd have to kill you.
All right. Well, that's... yeah, all right, all right. Well, that's great, then. Well, goodbye, Angus. Maybe we'll see you again someday, okay? Be careful, all right?
Goodbye, Mark.
Yeah.
I don't care what anyone says. In my book, you are the dog's bollocks. All right.
Yeah.
Okay, lads, listen up. The first rule of Fight Club, you do not talk about Fight Club.
All right.
The second rule of Fight Club is, you do not talk about Fight Club.
So that's what
third rule. Mm. Enough rules, you bunch of wee Nazi boys. Come on, let's get into it.
All right.
Okay, now, who wants to come over here and kick Angus in the balls?
Oh. All right.
Okay.
Well, I'm glad he found something for him to do. You know, with Angus, that's not a hard, that's not an easy job to fill.